Welcome to FTR on the Go. Striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals and designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest market information.
Hello and welcome to the latest on our FTR on the Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Lately, it seems as if the economy is having trouble deciding whether we are doing well or not. Today, I wanted to highlight a few thoughts on the subject that Don Ake penned on the FTRIntel.com blog. Don is our VP of Commercial Vehicles and has been tracking and forecasting the economy for over two decades. It is interesting to watch economists try to describe and predict the current economy based on previous trends and once reliable economic indicators. This is new territory. We haven't been here before. So the question is, how can we ever know what awaits us around the bend? Yet as we slowly make our way to that bend, one can feel a collective economic nervousness. Most economists expect the economy to revert back to the slow growth mode of the previous 7 years. Some are calling for a mild recession, with a few calling for a deeper one. Almost no one expects the economy to jump back into a strong growth mode very soon. In the Wall Street Journal Economist Survey, none of the more than 70 participants is predicting anything close to a recession, and only two are forecasting future growth at over 3.5%. The best argument against a recession is that downturns are usually the result of excesses or overheating in some area of the economy, a negative offset to some kind of positive overreach. Because we have no apparent excess in the economy right now, there is nothing to react to, no bubble to burst. In other words, no cycle up, no cycle down. Yet, the economy has been slipping downward for months now, and there are many signs that Don is watching that are currently turning, but not yet flashing yellow. Manufacturing went into recession. We had 6 months of no growth beginning in August of last year. This recession stopped in March when the ISM Manufacturing Index went above 50 and hit 51.8. April's number went down to 50.8, growing, but barely. So manufacturing did not snap back from its downturn, more like it crawled out from the pit and it remains weak. Business inventories are bloated because businesses continued to stock based on expectations that consumer spending would continue to increase at a healthy rate. When spending slowed in 2015, stocks swelled and manufacturing skidded. Plus, the weak world economy and high dollar also hurt exports. So why is consumer spending so weak? Higher employment and the low-priced gasoline dividend were supposed to boost disposable income and lead to greater economic growth. Retail sales did rise more than 1% in April, but this was after a small drop in March and very little growth over the last year. Something more fundamental must be happening with disposable income. Don's disposable spending index has been down the past 2 months. He is also hearing reports that charitable giving is weaker in 2016. He conjectures if this could be the result of higher healthcare costs. Could it be acting as an invisible tax? Could the savings rate be increasing because people are reacting to higher deductibles on their healthcare policies? Now, on the business front, investment continues to be tepid. There is a lack of confidence in the future, and businesses are not spending much money right now. Factory orders have been weak for several months, and normally a decrease in business investment precedes a recession. However, businesses were not spending much before. Remember, there is no excess bubble here, so the trend is consistent with a slow growth economy. In the first quarter, GDP shows that the economy grew less than 1%. This is the third straight quarter of deceleration, but this particular pattern has been repeated several times during this recovery, with the economy then returning to moderate growth. Should we expect it to be different this time? Don feels like the air is slowly being let out of the balloon, that the economy is sluggishly running out of gas and coming to a stop. Has this happened to the country before? We really don't have a good answer to this. Maybe this is what a downward adjustment looks like under these conditions, a couple quarters of resting, and then a continuation of growth, albeit slow growth. So what's the forecast? Don says that things are getting worse, but not that bad. After that, things will get better, but not that good.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To find the latest analysis from FTR or see how our services can help you make smarter decisions, please go to FTRIntel.com. FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.